And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Health officials in Kent County are concerned about reports of an area man purposefully spreading the AIDS virus to individuals in the area, some that he may have met online. To talk about this disturbing case, I'm joined by Lisa LaPlante. She's the communication manager at the Kent County Health Department. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
So what do we know at this point? I mean, is this likely to be, in fact, a real situation of this man actually spreading the AIDS virus?
Well, we're taking this very seriously. The whole entire situation started when the suspect came into Grand Rapids Police and said that he had been intentionally trying to spread the HIV virus to as many people as possible through both sexual contact and by injecting drugs. Immediately, we started trying to track down victims as police were putting together warrants for more information. At this time, a 51-year-old man from Kent County has been charged with two counts of failing to disclose that he did test positive for the HIV virus and having sex with people. Two cases where we have been able to confirm individuals have tested positive for the HIV virus. We're in the process of trying to find any additional people who may have been exposed to the suspect. We understand that he met a lot of his friends and contacts through internet chat rooms, through online personals, and he has told police that he doesn't even know some of the names of the individuals that he may have had contact with.
So you said two people have been confirmed, so they came out once this information was revealed to the public?
Well, police actually contacted the first one, and a second one has come forward. However, our understanding is she is only known in court documents at this point as Jane Doe. So we do know of two cases where charges have been filed for individuals against him, for individuals who have tested positive for HIV who say that they had a relationship with this individual.
Now, if someone does have the AIDS virus and the HIV virus and knows that, they are then required by law to disclose that to those they have sexual contact with?
It's a 4-year felony if you don't do it. And so we're taking this very seriously. Our prosecutor's office is taking this very seriously. You are required to disclose to any sexual partners if you are HIV positive. Our contention, at least through the court documentation, is that he did not disclose this information to individuals that he had sexual contact or injected drugs with.
So if you're concerned that you're infected, how quickly can the results be given to you once you come in for a test?
We have a quick test that only takes about 30 minutes to come up with a preliminary result. If that result comes up positive, then we do a blood draw. But during the time that you're waiting for that result to come in, we do counsel our patients on safe sex practices, things that they can do to avoid the spread of HIV. So within that half hour, you're actually being counseled, and when you walk out, you'll have a better understanding of your situation and what you need to do next.
If someone does have contact either through intravenous drug use or sexual contact with a person that is infected with AIDS, are they almost certainly going to be infected with the virus themselves or not necessarily so?
The rates of transmission vary from the type of activity that is involved. So, it depends on how often they were sexually active. It depends on what type of sexual contact there was. IV drug use actually has a higher incidence of transmission than sexual contact. So there are varying degrees of the rate of transmission. We don't know what exactly this individual, the suspect, was engaged in. We only know what he has told us at this point. So we're not sure how many people could be impacted. He claims hundreds, perhaps even thousands. We're taking it seriously to the point that we want everybody who lives in the Kent County area, who lives outside of the Kent County area, who may have had contact with him, to get tested, just to have the peace of mind of whether or not they may have been exposed to this. And also any individuals who may have had sexual contact with someone who did have sex with him. You have to take it to the next level. Make sure that you know your status so that you know where things stand. Now, even if the test comes back negative the first time, our health department recommends that you get tested again at 3 months and at 6 months because the virus can lie dormant in your system. And in addition to that, you may not be showing any symptoms whatsoever. So you should get tested if you've had any kind of sexual contact or injected drugs with the suspect. Because even if you're not showing symptoms, it doesn't mean that you don't have the HIV virus.
What about anonymity? If somebody wants to be tested but does not want their information being necessarily given out, are they able to get a test anonymously?
Absolutely. Our tests are free, quick, confidential, and anonymous. And during the counseling session, when we talk to the people who come in, we let them know that while the information is anonymous and confidential, we are encouraging anyone who feels that they may have been a victim of a crime in this particular situation, someone who claims he's trying to spread the HIV virus, we're recommending that they contact police in case they want to press charges.
Has there been a real uptick in the number of calls being made to the Kent County Health Department and AIDS tests being given?
Certainly. There has been an uptick. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that people have an appointment before they come in. We don't want to cause a mass panic, but at the same time, we want people who may have had contact with this man to get tested to make sure that they do know their status so that they can empower themselves from this point forward.
What is the historic rate of AIDS transmission in Kent County? Is it fairly prevalent?
It's a bit higher than most of the rest of the state. Metro Detroit does have a higher rate than Kent County, but we actually, over the last couple of years, have seen a trend downward in the number of new diagnoses in Kent County. And as a matter of fact, for this year, we've so far, up through the end of September, only had 24 new cases diagnosed. However, with this case breaking towards the end of the year, we can't be sure until after January 3rd what our statistics are going to be for the year. We did have, in 2009, over 50 cases of new diagnoses. So you can see that there's been a trend downward. Last year, there were only 37 new diagnoses of HIV in Kent County. We attribute that to a lot of the education that's out there, a lot of people being abstinent or, you know, practicing safe sex practices. So we do know that that is working. So there has been a trend downward. We're hoping to continue that trend.
I know one of the biggest problems, though, is that many people that are infected with AIDS or HIV are not aware of that themselves. What is the presumed number of people that are out there that have the virus and don't know it?
Well, there are approximately 1 million people in the United States who are HIV positive. We, as a health department, encourage people to know their status. We hold clinics on a regular basis around town to do the testing. Because the testing is so quick and easy and painless, we're able to go to locations around Kent County to do the testing. We just had a World AIDS Day clinic where we were able to bring in more than 24 people who were able to learn their status on December 1st. So we're taking a very proactive approach, trying to make sure that people do know their status, do know that living with HIV is not a death sentence, so that they can move forward with their lives.
I wonder, this particular suspect, had he had any contact previously with the Kent County Health Department? Were there any records on him?
Because of federal HIPAA regulations, I can't comment on anything on his health status.
And in terms of a situation like this, have you seen anything like this before?
No. And in talking to the counselors, we have counselors who've been on hand for upwards of 20 to 30 years, and they say they've never seen anything quite like this. We've seen cases of individuals who have had sex without informing a partner, but we've never seen anyone specifically tell police that it is his intention to spread the virus to as many people as possible.
Lisa LaPlante, the communications manager at the Kent County Health Department. Lisa, thank you for joining me and informing us on the latest on the story.
Thanks, Mike. And if I could just get that phone number out there one more time, if anyone has any questions, it is 616-632-7171. Again, the testing is quick, painless, anonymous, and confidential.
Hopefully most of what this man is saying will end up being not true, but we will see. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. We will be right back.